Welcome to Sock Talk, episode 48. This is Deidre.
I'm Lisa.
We're back.
Yeah, so I thought we couldn't record anymore.
But here we are.
Turns out we can. Okay.
Yeah, sorry for you guys.
Yeah, I mean, to follow up with our great last little audio boom thing, podcast thing.
Yeah. Yes.
Called Men Can Eat Their Own Shit.
I don't even remember. No, yeah. One, I didn't know that was the title.
You're welcome.
Until today. Two, I don't even remember what we were talking about.
I have no idea. I'm sure literally it's not about men eating shit, but I'm kind of curious now.
Let's
I'm gonna have to go
not.
Back and listen and be like, what the hell? Why did I come up with this title?
Who knows? We'll just have to re-listen.
Yeah.
And you listeners can listen to it again with us.
Yeah, and judge us.
Yeah, that's fine.
As I'm judging myself.
Yes.
So we finished the second season of Handmaid's Tale, which you already had watched.
Right, yeah.
But
I convinced you. I said, Lisa, listen. I said, this is like the best show ever. It has like good plot, good music, good actors,
yeah,
everything you
like,
could ever want.
I didn't realize it took part in like now, not
in,
like
yeah,
1500s, like peasants is what I thought.
Well, you're welcome. Yes. First episode, you were hooked.
I was.
And rightfully
then,
so.
Yeah. And then every episode in, I'm leaning up, as we sit on the floor, leaning on the coffee table, like getting closer to the TV without actually like moving my butt closer to the TV because I was like so involved.
You were like riveted.
Yes.
Yeah.
The acting, the music.
Like I was telling you.
Everything.
And you didn't believe me. You
and
had to
like,
see it for your own eyes. I know. You
I said, like to
yep.
laugh.
Yeah.
This is
not
a drama.
Cry.
No. But basically it made me hate all men.
Oh, maybe that's what that last episode was about then.
Probably.
Yeah, that seems like a good theme.
Yeah, men eat their own shit. We hate them.
Yeah.
Whatever. I don't know.
Who knows?
But boy, do I hate men now.
Yeah. After watching that, you really do.
If you want a friend to become a feminist, make them watch a show.
Yeah.
Haven't yet. And then you're going to be like, why do we need men?
Let's get them all out of here.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, men.
Oh, you guys can read and drink and weave, just bury your children? No. Murder them all.
Yes. But not literally.
No.
No.
No, don't call the cops.
I was going to say.
Coming to work with a cup of cups.
Probably the FBI.
You made a threat against men. We
yeah,
love men.
At least we're infamous now.
Right? Like Bonnie and Clyde.
Yep.
Or something.
Mm-hmm.
So, new year, new you. You've been working out, going to the gym.
I have been, thank you.
Making goals.
Yeah, I feel like, is this them. Like, yes, I know.
That's
feel,
very
is this
good.
The, like, Today Show? Are you, like, interviewing me about, like,
well, we
my
needed
goals?
To segue into something else because that's all I had to say about that show.
Oh, okay.
So, moving on.
Yeah, no, yep. They have a lot of goals.
Healthier Deidre, 2019.
Yeah, as I'm drinking my wine.
Well,
it's I'm pretty sure that's healthy, too, besides the fact that this isn't red wine.
Yeah, I mean, if it was red, maybe.
Let's
I don't
just
know
pretend
what white
this
wine?
Is.
I
Let's
mean,
pretend this is
it's
red
made
wine.
Out of grapes.
Yeah.
Grapes have antioxidants.
Mm-hmm.
And
alcohol is like a disinfectant.
It does. We got bacteria. It's proven
yeah.
we have bacteria in our bodies.
Exactly.
Might as well kill it.
Everything.
The bad bacteria,
yeah.
not the good bacteria.
Well, it's just going to kill everything.
Yeah. It's just kind of purifying
mm-hmm.
our organs.
I like. Yeah, that's what I like to drink after a good workout. Alcohol. It's called hydration.
Oh,
look
you drink
it up.
Protein shakes?
Yeah.
I drink wine.
Yeah.
Get on my level.
Yeah, exactly. But what have you've been doing things for the new year, too.
What?
I mean, there was that one time I thought you said you worked out here.
No, yeah, that one time. That
and you've been
one
going
time.
To yoga, and you've been hanging out with people, and...
Look at me go.
Yeah, look at you
hanging
go.
Hanging out with people.
Look
doing
at you
yoga
go.
Once in a while. No,
yeah.
I was kind of doing the workout thing when you were gone on vacation.
Oh, yeah.
And then I think about it. But then we were watching The Handmaid's Tale, and that was very... Now it's done.
Now it's done, though.
Now I'm going to have to work out at night. What else am I going to do? I don't have no shows to watch anymore. Might as well get fit.
Might as well. Yep. Might as well do it.
Might as well. Mm-hmm. I'm single and 35. Might as well be here. I'm getting as fit as I
fit
can.
Fit AF. Fit. I mean, you are fit already, but it's good to stay active regardless.
It is. Especially as I get older. It helps ward off osteoporosis.
One of our coworkers today, she's like, oh, how old are you going to be for your birthday this year? And I was like, 30. And she's like, oh, well, you basically look 20. I was like, thank you.
A coworker?
Yes. I was like, I'm going to store that for later.
Was it Snow White? Snow.
Wow. No.
Oh. Does that sound like something she might say?
No, it wasn't, actually.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you later.
I guess.
Since we don't name names. It's Little Red.
Oh, Little Red.
Code words.
Yeah, right? We got nicknames.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, she said that to me, and I was like, thank you.
Oh.
Yes.
I know. I took a picture of her last week for our page or whatever with another person.
Oh, yes.
Yes, mm-hmm. And yes. Then I was telling another coworker, and then I did tell Little Red, like, look how cute you are.
She's so cute. I know.
And petite, yeah. And she has her pretty red hair, yeah. Hence the name.
Yeah, she's so cute.
She is.
And even when I went to get my... I'm just going to talk about my age.
Why not?
Even when I went to the gym, I, like, went back to the gym, and I walked up and I said, you know, how much is a day pass? I just need a day pass. And she's like, well, how old are you? And I was like, that's a weird question. So I said, I'm an adult. And she's like, oh, that's all I needed to know. I didn't know if I should charge you for a child or an adult. She thought I was like 18 years old.
And be like,
she was older, but
you know,
I'm running comedy. With it. Thank you very much. But you get that all the time, so
not all the time, but it is nice if I go out to dinner with somebody younger than me, and then I end up getting carded and they don't, and I'm like, in your face.
That doesn't happen to me.
No, that's happened a couple of times.
No, that's never happened to me.
Well, moving on.
Yes. What about that vlog?
Yeah, so the reason why, I mean, one, as you would say.
Yes, in the words of Deidre,
Audio Boom said it wasn't going to allow any more recordings. Two, apparently it does.
Mm.
Three, we were going to do a vlog, and we did this vlog on my laptop, not like through YouTube, but like on whatever video thing I can do on my laptop. And then...
And it's legit.
I mean, the audio isn't the best.
I mean, it's fine.
And then I added like clip art type things with like dinosaurs, and then there was like a kitten turning in front of you. We both had a dinosaur on our shoulder. I can still try to post it because it's hilarious. But the more shit I added in, like the worse the audio got. But I mean, who doesn't want to see two cute girls with dinosaurs on their shoulders?
Exactly.
Who cares what we're saying?
I would like to say, the competition out there on YouTube, they're all about, like, this fancy editing and, like, these nice segues and all this type of nice videography. No. When you go right, we're going left.
Yeah, we're doing 1999, Microsoft Word, clip art, Lil Clippy with his little tips in the corner. That's basically the style of this video that's yet to be posted. I'll get on my laptop right after this and post it.
I mean, it is original.
It
there
is like
no
the
other
clip.
Video out
the there. The little paper clip guy needs to be in the corner. What can I help you with? Oh, we got dinosaurs on our shoulders. What can you do about that? We're Jurassic Park up in this bitch.
See, now you have to post it.
Well, I will.
Well,
Why not? Oh my gosh.
See, now I'm just like...
Who doesn't love dinosaurs?
Who doesn't? I can't think of anybody.
No.
They're
the best.
Exactly.
That's why we have all the Jurassic Parks.
Yeah. Dinosaurs. The end.